Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, should we be worried about Greenland's ice sheet? But first, scientists have uncovered the genes that gave humans the ability to walk upright around 6 million years ago. Researchers from the universities of Columbia and Texas believe the genes have shaped the human skeleton for tens of thousands of years, from the width of our shoulders to the length of our legs. The team of researchers said as well as the gene, they've also identified genetic variants and skeletal features that are associated with hip, knee and back arthritis, the leading causes of adult disability in the United States. It's thought the ability to walk upright on two legs, called bipedalism, made early humans more adaptable to diverse environments and freed up their hands to make tools. Now, after all that evolution, it's claimed modern-day footwear is actually sending our physiological progress backwards.
There are scientific papers out there. For example, 70% of Americans suffer from some kind of foot and or back pain, which is a very high statistic looking at it from an evolutionary perspective. Surely we didn't evolve to be, you know, foundationally weak up the kinetic chain.
Asher Clark is one of the founders of Vivo Barefoot, a company whose shoes are designed to be as close to barefoot as possible. They have no arch support, are much wider at the front, and have thin soles. And Asher explained why they're going in the opposite direction to the footwear industry.
Shoes are making your feet kind of weak. That cushioning and that support that we're all used to is impacting the shape of our feet and impacting that really crucial foundation of support. We say the best bit of technology to ever go in a shoe is the human foot.
And their reasoning seems to be backed up by science. A paper led by Harvard evolutionary biologist Daniel E. Lieberman also suggests that weak foot muscles may be partly a consequence of arch support, cushioning, and other supportive features in modern footwear. Asher said he hopes more shoe manufacturers will adopt the barefoot design in future. It turns out Greenland, the icy island between the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans, may actually have been green as recently as 416,000 years ago. Sediment extracted from an ice core in the region showed evidence of leaves and moss from that time period. According to the researchers, their work overturns the widely held belief that a lot of the Greenland ice sheet has been around for a million years or longer. And the research comes with a warning. It's thought Greenland's ice sheets hold enough water to cause 23 feet of sea level rise, putting every coastal city in the world at risk. Now, after Twitter revealed it lost 50% of ad revenue since being taken over by Elon Musk last year, a content moderation expert says they've likely taken issue with his stance on free speech.
I think, unfortunately, advertisers, brands, people who are sinking a lot of money into social conversations have voted with their feet. I mean, 50% of advertisers have left the platform. That is a significant problem.
Joel Bailey is from Arwen AI, a tech firm which uses artificial intelligence to moderate comments for brands and celebrities across different social platforms. He says social media platforms need to have a balance when it comes to content and comments?
So I think the answer is there for everybody. You can't have significant amounts of advertising without some form of brand safety. So all those advertisers are basically saying brand safety is more important to us than freedom of speech. They're not saying you can't have any freedom of speech. They're saying you've just got to have a balance. And unfortunately, I think Twitter's got a bit out of balance.
Meta's Twitter rival, Threads, has been touted by Mark Zuckerberg as a friendlier social platform. But Joel says it will face challenges to keep it that way.
So it's a good aspiration. I'm really behind it. I want safe, inclusive online communities. Always a bit wary of how they're actually going to achieve it, because essentially Threads is running off the Instagram inbuilt moderation tools. And the biggest platform for spam for our customers, the spam problem, is Instagram.
Coming up, will TikTok bring its music streaming app to the UK? And the NPC streamers making $7,000 a day. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. TikTok is entering the music streaming game with a new app to rival Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon. As well as streaming songs, it lets users play full versions of the songs from the most viral content on the platform, and also lets you search by lyrics. The subscription-only service started off in Brazil and Indonesia only, but is now available via invites in Australia, Mexico, and Singapore, suggesting it could soon come to the UK too. Research shows the immune systems of fruit flies develop silver bullet defences against common bacteria. The Swiss Federal Institute of Technology and the University of Exeter found that fruit flies have a specific peptide designed to control Acetobacter, a bacterium found in the fruits they eat. Researchers say without it, flies are extremely vulnerable because Acetobacter is so common in rotten fruit. They said the way our bodies fight infections is really complex, but this sort of research helps us to view our immune system in a new light. And finally, you've probably seen the videos circulating online.
God, amazing. Ice cream's so good. Ice cream's so good.
TikTokers stream themselves repeating random phrases, sounds, and actions to their followers, seemingly making no sense at all. Well, apparently it's called NPC streaming. TikTokers have reportedly been earning thousands of dollars a day pretending to be NPCs, aka non-playable characters. But the confusing slogans and actions they repeat aren't actually random. They're a response to virtual gifts from viewers, like digital ice cream cones, roses, and donuts, which pop up on the screen and are worth anything from a cent to a few dollars each. The most well-known TikToker doing it, Pinky Doll, says she's received more than $7,000 in a full day of streaming. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for the Leader podcast. We're back on Monday afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.